25 minutes to 5 o'clock on FM 99.3, The Long Way Home with Jane Arakawa this afternoon. And my special guest in the studio is the president of the Manly Warringah Radio Society, President Dom Bragg. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jane. Good afternoon to your listeners.
Great to have you. Now, Dom, your call sign is Victor Kilo 2 Juliet November Alpha.
That's correct.
Oh, good. I'm glad I've got that right.
Your phonetics are great.
What are they called?
Phonetics. It's the NATO phonetic alphabet is what we use to make things just a bit clearer when we're talking to each other over a noisy radio circuit around the world.
That's right, because if you're saying, Mike or Nike or you, an M and an N could get confused.
It's very easy to confuse those. So when it's a little bit difficult to do it, we use the phonetic alphabet. Sometimes we cheat a little bit. And instead of saying Juliet, November, Alpha, I might say Japan, Norway, America or something like that.
Ooh.
Sometimes people have a bit of difficulty with the Australian accent and some things don't come across too well in Croatia or somewhere else.
Ah.
So we mix it up a little bit when people are having difficulties.
And it seems to me that from the little bit of research that I've done on this, that it's still interesting to find out what the weather's like at somewhere else around the world.
Isn't it funny? I heard that one you played before, and we still do it.
You still do it. Now, your club is very active at the moment and also is one of the very earliest clubs that were formed here in New South Wales.
Yes, we started originally as the Manly Radio Society, and in time that's grown to be the Manly Warringah Radio Society. And we're based up at Terry Hills. That's where we've got our headquarters there at Terry Hills Girl Guides. Got a little room set up there with all our radios and a few antennas around the place. And we have a really great time.
And what is it about the joy for yourself? What specifically about ham radio or amateur radio that has really engaged you?
Well, ever since I was a kid, I listened on shortwave radios and tuned around and heard these mysterious signals. And I thought, I've got to get to know about this and understand a bit more. So I really love HF radio. That's where we talk all around the world, bouncing the signals off the ionosphere. And the beauty for me is listening and chatting to people around the world who are just so different. Maybe sitting down for 20 minutes, finding out a bit about each other, what we do. I find that really, really great.
And while there are regulations governing, your access, your licensing and your communication, I guess, equipment as well.
That's right.
Basically, it's a freedom to be able to speak with anybody anywhere.
Essentially, most governments around the world have got agreements with other governments covering this sort of thing to allow people who are suitably licensed to talk on the amateur radio bands if they've done some exams and shown some competence. There are a few countries that restrict that, of course. You can imagine in the careers at the moment it might be a bit difficult, but
yes.
In most places around the world it's pretty easy to do.
And Dom, has amateur radio, has the enjoyment of it or the experiences changed with the developments in the internet and being able to, Skype someone, or the young kids these days really being able to just, Skype someone, I guess, would be the easiest way.
I think that's fair to say, Jane. One of the things that we found over the years is that younger people all of a sudden weren't really coming into it. I came into it 20 years ago, and I'm in my 40s now. But I was one of the few at the time, and I think people were scratching their heads. It was an ageing population of hams in Australia. But I think we've addressed that somewhat. Some of the difficulties for people were people had to learn Morse code to be able to talk on the HF bands.
Right.
And for people these days who are time poor, many things to do, kids to run around and, footy teams to play with and nippers to jump in the water with, it's just a lot of time and prep. So in recent times, we've had a real change. There's been introduced a new licence class called the Foundation Licence Class. It's relatively easy to get. You can buy a book, read it through, and then have a weekend course to tutor you up to speed and sit your exam, and you get your first amateur radio licence. So that's been fantastic. It's brought a lot of new members, people who may be a bit time poor. There's always people who want to do Morse code, and you're still allowed to. That's the beauty of it. We've got plenty of people who do and have a great time chatting around the world with the dits and dars.
Yeah, it would keep your brain active too, wouldn't it? Absolutely.
Well, yeah, there's no old timers when it comes to...
That's right, deciphering Morse code.
Well, it really does keep you active. And listening to some of the guys who do it, it's not my area. I can understand bits of it if it's slow enough. But some of the guys can be chatting on the radio on Morse code and have a conversation with me on the side at the same time.
Oh, wow.
They are very good.
That's multitasking, isn't it? Absolutely. And so what are some of the activities that the young ones are involved? Do they actually learn how to build their own radio set? Or
one of the beauties of amateur radio, it's a technical hobby.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to be a technical person. I'd say about two-thirds of the people in our club have got a technical background. That's fairly natural. But you can build your own gear, and that's really exciting for many people. Now, today, to build a modern ham radio, it might be really difficult to do some of it, but you can certainly do bits of it. You mightn't want to attempt building a whole radio yourself. You might want to just concentrate on antennas in your backyard or antennas that you might take away when you go camping and throw a rope up over a branch on a tree and haul up a dipole antenna. Right. Oh, the magic of that is fantastic. It really is.
And start talking.
Absolutely, and we do it.
And this would be where, I mean, across Australia too, where there's probably very limited mobile phone access or internet access whatsoever. You've got repeaters throughout Australia?
Well, what we do is we have short distance communication on VHF and UHF bands. So that's very much line of sight. So if I'm down in a gully near where I live at French's Forest, it's a bit hard to get out in my car. So I talk up through a repeater station at Terry Hills and it retransmits right across Sydney. So someone in Penrith can then talk back to me through the same repeater station. And that's nice FM clear like what we're talking on now. But with a HF radio, that tends to go a longer distance before it comes back down to earth. I'll give you a recent example. Some friends of ours in the radio club, four-wheel driving, three vehicles, were travelling through the desert out in the middle of the Northern Territory. So we used to pop on and chat to them every day, catch up with them and all that sort of thing from home, a few guys at home and someone at night time, and we'd have a regular chat once they've set up their campfire and making us jealous, telling us what they're eating for dinner and sitting by the lake and all this sort of thing. But one of the fellows' father got really sick, and they were uncontactable, well and truly out of mobile phone range. So I was able to get on the radio and contact not that fellow, but one of the other cars with him. They were listening on a certain frequency we'd set up. And they stopped and pulled up, and I gave them the details, said, you need to call, your dad's in hospital. So I said, rightio, I'll get sorted out. And he drove straight to town instead of camping out that night, straight to Alice Springs, flew home and saw his dad. So
right. It
has a practical aspect as well.
Right, it certainly does. Now, Dom, you were mentioning about some of the technical aspects and the training that can be involved for people wanting to get into amateur radio. It's not, you don't have to necessarily want to have a huge technical knowledge, is that right? You can start small?
You can certainly start small. It is fair to say that with amateur radio, you need to be licensed and you need to show some basic skills. So for most people, they need to do a bit of learning first. The club can help with that. That's one of the wonderful things about a club. You can certainly do it all by yourself if you're that way inclined, but a club has got great resources, books, and people who can help you learn up the basics.
Do you find that some of the young ones also, and anybody, actually enjoy the building of their own set themselves?
Oh, certainly. Again, building a whole set from scratch is a big task, and some of the guys do it. These days we're finding some people might get an old set and modernise it.
Well, that can
be a lot of fun too. There's something to be said about getting old gear working, getting some valve radio gear working like your father had.
Yes.
Those valves, you can still get some of those. Russia still makes them. So,
oh, you're kidding.
So if all else fails, we tend to order them from Russia of all places.
Now, when my dad said that his was a crystal controlled,
yes.
Is that actually like a crystal as I think of a crystal?
Well, let's see. A crystal is an electronic component, and if you electrically stimulate it, it'll vibrate at a certain frequency, and you use that frequency as the master frequency to set all the frequencies in your radio.
So, see, I'm thinking of people that are meditating with big crystals and things like that. I suppose it's the same thing.
Once I've got the earphones on and I'm listening, to someone in Antarctica, well, that pretty well is meditating for me.
Yes, that's true, isn't it? Good for you. That's right. Now, if people would like to know more about amateur radio and what Manly Warringah Radio Society are doing, of course, they can give you a call. But also, what are some of the events that you guys have got going on?
Okay. There's a couple of areas of information. Obviously, the website.
Yep.
I'll just mention that
now. Yeah,
sure. www.mwrs.org.au. So just think of Manly Warringah Radio Society. Type that in, you'll find us.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of information there. But some of the fun things that our club gets up to include, I'll say, field days. And a field day is where we try and take some of our radio gear, whether it's personal gear or some of the club's gear, and we like to set it up out in the field because that's fun.
Right.
You've got no power. You've got no antennas there. You mightn't even have coverage. You might be in a room. So you might take a tent and set it up like that. You might get some old car batteries that you've got charged up. and connect up your radios and build an antenna on a mast and put some ropes out to hold it all up and get on the air and see how far you can chat. Sometimes we do it just for fun, and right. That happens on the at the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend in August. We do that up at Barrenjoey.
Oh, right. Right up at Barrenjoey up at Palm Beach.
That's exactly right. You know, you've seen it in Home and Away. Well, that's where, with the national parks, they help us out there and allow us to go up and set up there and do things on that weekend. It promotes lighthouses and all that sort of thing around the world.
And the dates will be on your website, of course.
Absolutely. Right. It's about the third weekend in August, and the public are very welcome to come along to that because the lighthouse itself is open on the Sunday for viewing.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
It's great fun. Good family fun.
Yeah. And now you've also got a barbecue happening this weekend. This is celebrating, well, it's your special celebration.
World Amateur Radio Day.
Yeah. So, you've got to have a barbie.
We've got to have a barbie. It's the Australian way, isn't it?
That's right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have a barbecue up at our club at Terry Hills. That's at Beltana Avenue from 3 p.m. on Sunday. It's really just a sausage sizzle and a bit of a get-together, but I think in keeping with World Amateur Radio Day and people might be interested, well, if you are, come on along, have a sausage sanger, and then we'll show you the radios and some of the fun that we get up to, meet some of the gang, and just have a bit of a dabble.
So. I think I've been surrounded by radio speak, so to say,
right.
You know, as I call it, all my life. You know, there's something quite familiar or something quite endearing or technical or informative about it that I actually enjoy. You know, that, you know, communication that I'm going to tell you this, then you're going to tell me this, and then, you know, it's sort of like a, I don't know.
Maybe. Oh, it is great fun. There's no question about it. It's slightly different when we do it because we've got to push the microphone button
right.
And then let go and wait for the other person. So you've got to, you know, have your wits about you, I suppose, because it's to-ing and fro-ing. It's not like a telephone where you can both, you know, yell at each other at the same time. No, you've got to take turns.
And Dom, is there a time when you connected with somebody overseas that you were quite surprised about having the opportunity to speak with this person?
Look, one of my most favourite contacts, I think my wife and I were staying out at Mudgee, and I popped into town to pick up some Chinese to take back.
Right.
And I heard this guy, and I pulled over the car. I thought, I've got to chat to him. He was an airline pilot flying from South America to North America, and he'd just finished his flying shift. So while he's having a rest, he popped on the radio, and he was a ham, a radio amateur, and put out a few calls. And I answered him. He says, yes, I can hear you, VK2JNA. He's flying in this aircraft at 33,000 feet above the Caribbean.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had this great chat to this pilot for 20 minutes. It was just magic. And I went, wow, that's really cool.
That
is cool. And now the Chinese is cold.
Did you get into trouble?
Yes, I did, but very good excuse when I got back to my missus.
Oh, good stuff. Oh, that's fantastic. Dom, thank you very much, so much for coming in.
No problem at all.
And the Manly Warringah Radio Society. And Dom, you'll be there on... Yeah.
I certainly will.
And I love it that on the website, all the committee members, and you've got quite a lot of them, it's great to see so much involvement, have all got their call signs against their names.
Oh, that's the most important bit.
Oh, that's right.
We live by those call signs.
Yeah, that's right. So you can and you can contact the club off the website, or if you'd like to know more, of course, you can also call the station here, and I'll give you any details you may have missed. The phone number here at the station is 94196969, but if you put amateur radio Australia or even Sydney or New South Wales, the guys at Manly Warringah Radio Society, their website will come right up on
the
front
certainly.
Page. It's fantastic. Good on you. Dom, thanks very much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having us in to celebrate World Amateur Radio Day.
Yay.